Talking all things agriculture, planting the seeds with Asanda Beta on SAFM.
A very good morning to you and welcome to Planting the Seeds. We speak to Wadia Jaffe, who is in Philippi in Cape Town, about her farming business that's based there. My name is Asanda Beta. Good morning. So tell us what inspired you to start this business.
Well, in 2002, we moved to the property. We moved from an area where there was gangsterism and drugs was very rife. And we had three sons at that time that couldn't be playing outside. And, you know, boys, they like to play. So we moved from that area, relocated to Scarf Kraal. It was a bigger property mainly for the children to play. Mm-hmm. They had space to be outside and to release their energies. And then at that time, my husband was working, and I was alone with the boys at home. And I started planting the dahlia and the coriander. And then we also bought a few chickens. Because we had the space, we bought a few chickens that could roam around and lay some eggs for the house. But not knowing that, well, knowing but not realizing that the chicken lays an egg every day, and you can only have so much eggs, consume so much eggs. And that is when we started to extend the egg production, and we started with 20 chickens and then 100 chickens and started selling to friends and family and to neighbors.
And then with the dahlia, I
planted the dahlia and then went to the butchers, local butchers and local supermarkets in the area further down where I stay, and started supplying them with the bunches of dahlia. Yes, so that is how the dahlia and the egg production started.
What is dahlia?
Dahlia is coriander. It is a herb predominantly used in Indian cuisine, Malay cuisine. So for me, as a housewife, I would buy a bunch of dahlia in the shop, even if I don't need it. I always say I would rather have a bunch of dahlia in my fridge and don't use it than having to need a bunch of dahlia and not having it, because it is easy to grow and it doesn't cost as much. At that time, dahlia was like 2 rand a bunch in the shop, so it wasn't very expensive. So it's easy to grow also. That is why I planted dahlia.
So tell us about the process of, you know, getting your layers set up, that chicken business. Was that difficult?
It is difficult. We started with the 20 chickens, and then we extended to 100 and then to 500, and it was a slow process. It is not something that can happen overnight. A lot of people come to my farm, they see what we have and say, we also want that. It is not something you can wake up one morning and realize that I also want to be a chicken farmer. There's lots of technicalities that goes into it, looking after the birds, diseases, biosecurity you need to be alert for. You have heard about the bird flu. Mm. So there's a lot of factors going into chicken farming. Chickens is very sensitive. So you need to work very carefully. You need to know. You cannot let anybody go into the houses. Only the people that is trained to go into the house are allowed to go in. You shower when you go in. You shower when you come out. It is very technical. So it is not, like I said at the beginning, it is not something you wake up one morning and say, I want to be a chicken farmer. I want to produce eggs. It is not as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in your background, I mean, there has been entrepreneurship before with your dad having a construction company. Did that help you as a woman in business to have that support?
To correct you, my husband, Ahmed Drunkes, he was in construction. His father was in construction. So he comes from an entrepreneurial family that had their own business.
Okay.
He took over his father's business. And the same with me. I also grew up, my father was a businessman. He could sell you ice in the winter. Very good business. He was a very good businessman. And we learned from him. And he has always opened up businesses that was that he was not familiar with. He opened up a fishery, he opened up a bakery, and it was all new territories, and he mastered it, and that is how we learned from him being in business, growing up in business. And yes, definitely it has helped myself and my husband Ahmed, coming from a business background, how to run a business. And you know, if you are a businessman or woman, you have your own company, you need to work 100% harder than somebody that is employed and works for a company and receives a salary, because you are paying salary. So you need to be able to have that money at hand to pay your workers. So yes, it helps, and it's hard work.
Wadia Jaffe is a farm owner based in Philippi in Cape Town, talking to us here on Planting the Seeds. Part two of our chat continues on the other side of the weekend. That will be on Monday. So tune in for that. And do stay with SAFM. I'm Asanda Beta. Goodbye for now.